This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, August 25th. Carnival Cruise Line's Brandon Bassiter once again is addressing rumors regarding gratuities. John Heald responded to claims that the company has been using the daily gratuities collected from guests to pay crew member salaries instead of that money being supplement to their wages. Heald said the rumor was 100% false and inaccurate, asking that people not believe everything they read online. While most passengers thanked Heald for speaking on the matter, others remained skeptical, suggesting that he is a paid spokesperson for the company and that he might need to be a little more forthcoming with information he has. And Galveston is negotiating with MSC and Norwegian Cruise Lines to build a fourth cruise terminal to bolster its standing as the U.S.'s fourth largest cruise port. The Wharves Board has committed $673,000 for initial design and pre-engineering plans. If it goes through, the proposed terminal is expected to generate 925 jobs and $177 million in local revenue, aligning with the port's 20-year strategic master plan. This follows the recent opening of Royal Caribbean's $125 million cruise terminal in Galveston as well. And Cruise Industry News is reporting that the latest global ship order book reveals by 2028, 56 new cruise ships were on order, valued at a total of $39 billion, and collectively adding 129,400 berths to the cruise market. Next year, 10 ships will enter it with 25,000 berths, and then in 2025, 19 new ships will add 46,000 new berths, and between 26 and 28, 20 new ships and nearly 35,000 berths are expected to enter service. The average cost of these vessels is around $685 million each. And the photo of the week comes from Carlos, Carnival Venezia, off the coast of Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas here. You can send your photos to doug@cruiseradio.net. Just remember, all photos are subject to broadcast. And cruise line stocks were down on Thursday. Carnival Corporation down 3.3%, 15.71. Royal Caribbean down 3.2%, 99.05. And Norwegian down 3.4%, 16.93. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.